KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. You just heard from Waylon Jennings, Texas country legend. We've got some legends live in Studio 1A with us today. Old 97s, who are having their second of two nights at the 310. How did it go last night?
It was fantastic. It was great.
It's a nice little room.
It's too nice. We had to mess it up a little bit.
All right. Well, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perman are our engineers this afternoon. We'd like to welcome our UT guests who are coming by.
Hello, everybody.
It's nice to see Murray, who I haven't seen in a while. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
All right. Old 97s, can we get you to do a tune?
We would love to. Doing this longer than you've been alive, propelled by some mysterious drive, and they still let me do it, as weird as that seems. Do it most nights and then again in my dreams. Infinite hallways and giant hotels, dressing room looks about as good as it smells. Bottles of whiskey, bottles of beer. Well, there's a bottle of medicine somewhere around here. We've been in nightclubs and we've been in bars. Honky tonks and theaters from Memphis to Mars. Oh, most of our shows were a triumph of rock, although some nights I might have been checking the clock. I'm only human, though I'm super at times. When I've jumped off of risers I should not have climbed. Rock jumps won't kill you till one of them does. They'll say he died doing what he loved. We got our share of loving in our past. We were all looking for someone who lasts. Well, it must be hard to get partnered with me. Some narcissism, some OCD. Oh, but love that comes easy's a fake or a fluke. Love is a marathon, sometimes you're puke. Oh, speaking of which, there has been alcohol. Oceans and oceans, but that isn't all. For the pills, none of the hard stuff, that stuff kills. You've been doing it longer than you've been alive. 20 good years of about 25. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I want to be. Hey, rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I wanna be. I'm not crazy about songs that get self-referential. And most of this stuff should be kept confidential. Oh, but who even gives half a care anymore? You should know the truth, it's both a blast and a bore. Rock stars were once such mythical creatures, up there with presidents, playmates, and preachers. Now you just do it cause it's what you do. They throw underwear instead of money at you. And I made a living out of shaking my ass. But if you offer me an office, I'd have to pass. But our jobs are all jobs and sometimes they suck. I love what I do and I've had pretty good luck. Well, the fans are all clapping, screaming and screaming. I won't lie to you, that's a pretty sweet feeling. Oh, and I might butt heads with the guys in my band. But I never
rebel ones went to work for the man. Oh, but the men and the women like you, him and her, we're sharing this night that will soon be a blur. Doing it longer than you've been alive, so get on the bus. Tell the driver to drive. Rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only greatest I'm gonna be. Yeah, rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I'm gonna be. I say rock and roll's been very, very good to me. The open road's the only place I'm gonna be.
Live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Old 97s, and that was the lead track from their most recent album, Most Messed Up, and we heard Longer Than You've Been Alive. So I understand there's another album sort of in the works.
In the can. We got it mastered last week, and it is a thing of beauty, but it's not going to come out till the beginning of 2017.
Right.
Yeah, we got kind of messed up by the election cycle.
Yeah, that'll do it.
The label was willing. They were excited to put it out. They had the Drive-By Truckers record that just came out. They were going to give it about a month and then put our record out. And then everybody looked at each other and went, do we really want to put it out like the day that all of this stuff goes down with the election? And decided, we can wait. I mean, we're a 25-year-old band almost at this point. So a month or two here or there is not going to kill anybody.
Yeah, it's probably a wise idea. Well, Rhett Miller is the front person of Old 97s, and you keep yourself pretty busy between this band, and also you do a lot of solo stuff. You were here for The Traveler not too very long ago.
Yeah, I love to work. You know, I'm like a shark. I got to keep swimming or else I will die. Mm-hmm.
So is Old 97s on tour, or are you just doing the 310 as a kind of a two-off?
This is a little five-day run where we're doing a handful of Texas dates. You know, we're trying to keep ourselves busy until the record comes out. You know, they talk about in the promoters and the booking agents talk about burning markets, and we can't burn all our markets right before the record comes out. So there's a lot of laying low happening for the next few months. But, you know, we got to come to Austin. It's been too long. Mm-hmm. And we were excited to try out this new venue. It's really been a cool place. And doing two nights is always a little weird. You know, I remember in the old days, I used to think one night was always going to be good and one night was going to be bad. And it's proven now that it's more like they're just different. So last night we kind of got our feet wet, and I think we had a really good show. And tonight we're digging a little deeper into the catalog at the old 310.
All right. And that's down on 2nd Street or Willie Nelson Boulevard. And it's just below ACL Live at the Moody Theater, right there on street level.
It's really cool. It's a great venue. That whole complex is a testament to Austin being the music capital of the world.
Speaking of which, folks can be viewing this on Facebook right now, if they so choose. Not you people in your cars, but maybe people sitting at their desks. So I heard you're writing a novel.
Oh, geez. Well, I did just put together a podcast, so let's not. I've written a bunch of short stories. I've written a bunch of book reviews. I've written some memoir-y kind of essays. Lately, I've been writing a lot of poetry, kind of like children's, Shel Silverstein-y kind of children's poetry, and really enjoying that. My dream is to write a novel, but anybody that goes around saying that they are writing a novel, I mean, I'm also flying to the moon eventually, but. You know, let's wait till I get there before we talk about it.
All right. Rhett Miller and Old 97s, catch them tonight at the 310. Can you do another one for us?
I would love to. I think, speaking of digging into the catalog, we got a song that we put out on our first record for Elektra back in 1997. This is a song called Four Leaf Clover.
single liquor good. I'm still a drunk, I'm still a loser, living in a lousy neighborhood. I got a real live horseshoe, oh, and I hung it upside down above my door. But it don't do nothing to attract you, so I don't know what the hell it's for. Yeah! Why don't you come over, I'll show you my 40 clover arm.
Live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9 for Leaf Clover. You want to take a second and introduce the gentleman in the band?
Sure. The guy that I've been working with the longest is over here to my left, is the great Murray Hammond on bass guitar.
Hello.
We've been together since I was 15 years old. And then we met up with the over here on lead guitar all the way from Tyler, Texas, Kim Bethay. And Ken introduced us to our great drummer, Philip Peoples, the newest member of the band only 23 years ago.
And does the new album have a name?
Oh, you know, we haven't officially announced the new album, but maybe we should give it to y'all right now. The new album is called Graveyard Whistling.
All right, and it'll be out early in the new year.
Yeah.
Okay.
February of 2017.
Well, Rhett, Murray and company, thanks so much for dropping in. You can catch these gentlemen tonight at the 310 at what, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
Doors at 8, yeah.
Doors at 8, probably show at 9. Well, thanks very much for coming in. Always a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for playing such great music. I love your station. Good job.
Thanks. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. We've got some tickets to give away and lots of great music here on KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.